And we had a fire out there, and the lovers didn't like it. And they asked us now just to throw everything over the fence. Well, some people object to that. So you got to be careful. You make rub people wrong a lot of times on these things. Not intentionally at all. But Mr. Click, he went out there and he put the... I told him to put a mailbox out there. Well, what he done, he took a one-gallon container. I don't know what was in it. But he cut the top out of it and put his name, address, and things on there. And I'm not satisfied with that, so I'm going to go out there and put a mailbox out there. I put it like this. If they want to put it in his box, that's fine, but I'm going to put a better one out there. I don't like that. Since I got these run off, could you give each one of these to the commissioner?
Yes, I'd like to add to Mr. Hill's comment. Of course, we all recognize him as a member of our commission as well, and his tireless efforts. He does spend a lot of his own money to do this as well, and certainly his own time. But in keeping with that, the Historical Commission has probably been focused on trying to do this in connection with cemeteries that were applying for some type of historic designation. But we would like to expand that and would request that the county provide us with one of the precinct maps, one of the large versions, so that we can then identify the very cemeteries that Mr. Hill is talking about, in addition to the ones that we already have posted and listed, and keep that updated. And then we will have a plan to go by to monitor these cemeteries and get more information on them, probably assist in maintaining them, along with contacting the commissioner's court about the status of each in their area. To those, the list that Mr. Hill has some that's not on there. Some of them are classified as abandoned or lost cemeteries, and that's what we're trying to avoid, that they become lost. Certainly can be abandoned, but that doesn't mean they have to be forgotten.
Might make a good project for Eagle Scouts looking for a community project. You may keep that in mind as well. Moving on to item number 15, consider and possibly approve a pauper's funeral payment on behalf of the deceased Rocky Daniel Harper. My experience with these pauper's funeral and what I've tried to do, I've tried to be pretty tough with these folks coming and requesting pauper's funeral on behalf of their family members when they have family members in this town that for whatever reason choose not to do the right thing and take care of their family member by providing for them a funeral. I'm just not sure that that's the responsibility of the county. This one perhaps may be one that we can justify paying for a pauper's funeral. I don't believe I've had more than one or two this year. I think just one that we've actually approved. I believe that our funeral homes are have been abiding by my request to not present these or not suggest these to the family members as a means of them getting paid when it's not really appropriate. So I appreciate the fact that you know, they are only presenting these when they feel like this is the appropriate course of action. And apparently they do. On behalf of Mr. Harper, they did have one person come out and at least investigate making arrangements on this person, but they have never heard back from that family member. They have tried to contact them with no luck. I have here a request to provide this pauper's funeral payment to Bates Cooper Sloan. And I don't really have a whole lot of details on beyond this. Mike, I think you had asked me to put this on the agenda. Perhaps you know more than I know. Okay. At what point does it become a bad debt for the funeral home versus a responsibility of the county? And that's what I'm trying to apply. I'm sure they lose. Well, the cheapest they could do for this family was $2,633, and I know that that's not what our typical payment for pauper's funeral is. I believe it's around $900, $950, something like that. What would you like to do with this particular matter?
I'd rather bury it than lay it out on the sidewalk.
Well, that's been done.
So I'll make that motion to pay for it.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday and a second by Commissioner Hinton.
Pay how much?
$975.
Whatever is the standard that we have been paying.
Whatever the standard is, I think it's $975.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 16, consider and possibly approve entering into negotiations with HALFF Associates, Inc. for right-of-way acquisition services related to the Harts Bluff State Highway 1402 widening project. So we're at the point now where we're ready to start making some right-of-way purchases, and we want to turn that over to a company that specializes in that. And Commissioner Boggs, would you elaborate on this since you took this under your control?
Well, I was charged with purchasing for the county nine tracks to accommodate the widening of 1402 at the Hartford School. I spoke with Health Associates and also paid acquisitions. Appreciate your bill. But I have decided to recommend that we enter negotiations with Health Associates out of Richardson for handle the right-of-way acquisition services. Have negotiations out of the way pretty quickly, and
about the timing of this? Is this something we need to get going on?
Well, there's a time constraint. They want to get started in August. If there is something that goes to indemnity, indemnity property, going to eminent domain, that takes about 6 to 8 months.
Well, some of it does, most of it does. All this that we've done out here on this other didn't take it long. So, you know, I just think that since he's coming into office on January 1st, that ought to be his priority. He's going to have to deal with people. That's my thing. I wouldn't want to come into office and somebody else made some contracts and I've got to try to negotiate with those people and do all that. Now, that's just me thinking. We do whatever y'all want.
Good comments by both of you.
You know, I'm with the board. I'm just taking care of business.
I understand that. I appreciate you doing that, but I still think it, come January 1st, it's going to be his business. He's the one that needs to do it. I just know how I would do it.
Any other comments? I appreciate you doing what you've done. I know you didn't just spend a couple of minutes on this, and I think you've... I'll entertain a motion on this, either to pursue as I have it presented or table it, whatever you would like.
I know we have a gentleman out there that's asked me about it. I couldn't answer it, but he's going to have to move pretty quick because of his in-laws and his son. He got them behind there. He's going to make a decision pretty quick.
Yeah, that is right. I'm sure that delay of 6 weeks might be a burden for him. All right, I've got a motion by Commissioner Boggs to enable us to enter into negotiation with Half Associates, Inc. for right-of-way acquisition services related to the Hart's Bluff project. And second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor say aye. I have no.
Sure. Mr. Reverend, what was your question? I know you're not on the call by at this time. You have a hand, so you've got to go ahead. Let me say this. I know Don checked with all these different companies, text off, and I'm sure they're a lot of them.
Al, are you saying your preference would be for us to hold off on a decision like this?
Yes.
All right, I have two votes yes. I have one vote no. Then I'm going to vote no, and we'll table this, or we'll postpone this decision. How about that?
How you want to get it done sometime before you have in to get all this information and we can be done for
it. Maybe there would be a way to speed this up a little bit. I
think it would be if he gets on the board and see what he's doing and come back and get approved for what Don's proposal.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes. Sometimes it happens. You get dumped in your lap things that you had no control over, but if we have some control over it and can give you that control, you understand the time constraints that we're dealing with. So the sooner we can make this decision, the better off everyone will be. All right.
Well, I don't know the people that live out there. They've been waiting on this for about 4 or 5 months. We've had the money since 2004. Thank you.
I would agree.
No, I don't disagree with what you've done. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll move along then. Item number 17, consider and possibly approve a donated vehicle from Prefert Manufacturing to be used by the sheriff's office. Sheriff, what have we got here?
Can we table this? Because I thought we was reading. What it is Bill Prefert has always been real good to us. He's got a vehicle he's going to help us out with and donate for our emergency response team. But the vehicle's a little bigger than I thought it was. It's a 2.5-ton. There's some issues that come up that we need to check before we accept this to make sure that we're going to be able to use it and have the proper people that can drive it and stuff. So I'm gonna get with Bill on it and
table this. Be your
request. Get with you guys and get with the court first and before we decide to do it. So.
All right. You've heard the request. Motion by Commissioner Fields to table this item. Second by Commissioner Hockaday. Those in favor say aye. Thank you. Item number 18, consider possibly approved travel and seminars. First request I have is from Chris Durant, Constable. Okay. Get to that in a moment. He has training coming up November 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, mandatory constable training in Huntsville. Cost of the registration, zero. Meal cost related to per diem, $200 at $40 per day. He will take his personal vehicle and will turn in mileage when he gets back. Total cost of hotel and motel accommodations, zero. So my assumption based upon what I am reading here, we're only going to have the per diem plus the mileage to send him to school for this week. Item number two, Diane Norris, our clerk, requests to attend in College Station county clerk training, mandatory, College Station, January 14, 15, 16, 17, 4 days of per diem, or 3 days. 3 days of per diem, is that right? Cost of registration, $160. Hotel total, $409.50. Total mileage to be claimed, $243.42. Total travel related to this trip, right at $932.92. That'll be, again, in January, College Station, county clerk training, mandatory. From JP1's office, Michelle Livingston and Irma Ayala are requesting to attend together the same training for civil clerk. This is mandatory training, March 13, 14, 15. A registration for each of $100, per diem for each of $80. Taking one personal vehicle, they were carpooled together. Looks like 196 miles. Total mileage to be claimed. And they do not know the cost of the hotel at this time. So again, they will be traveling together and that will be a March trip. Carl has presented me with, is this just one more?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Luann Rollins from our county extension office is requesting to attend, not sure what the title of this is. This will be December 12th and 13th. 1 day of per diem, 1 day of hotel at $41.97 because she is splitting the cost with Franklin County. Total cost of $121. Let me see if I can tell where this is going to be. Athens, Texas. And I don't show a registration. Well, I show a registration. She's requesting a $40, but here in the attached paperwork, it's showing $150. Well, that's for dues. That's something different. So So again, this request for December for county agent training, 2 days, splitting the cost of the hotel with Franklin County. Those are the only ones I have. Motion by Commissioner Hint to approve travel and seminars. Second by Commissioner Fields. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Approve oral and written reports of county officials. Item number 19. Motion by Commissioner Bond for approval and second by Commissioner Field. Everyone in favor of approving our written reports, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 20, consider and possibly approve treasurer's report. Sheriff. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday and second by Commissioner Hinton for approval of the treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carl, any budget amendments? No. Item 21, there are none. Item 22, sign pay orders and approve payments.
Make motion for approval.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Hockaday to sign those pay orders, pay the bills. In favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Jumping ahead to item number 24, our health insurance workshop. After closing comments, we are going to recess until 1:30 and come back. CAPS Insurance has got some out-of-town folks coming. I've got responsibilities at the jail today on behalf of our JPs who are out of town that I need to take care of. And so it worked out best for us to postpone this workshop until 1:30. Anyone here or anybody else for that matter is welcome to come back. We will hear our first presentation from CAPS Insurance, who has been hired by us to be our health insurance consultant. And so we're going to be discussing during that meeting. There will be no action come out of that meeting. So again, we will recess at the end of any closing comments. You'll come back. We'll adjourn after that afternoon meeting. So closing comments at this time. First portion of our meeting. I'll start on my left.
The only thing I'd say is, since he said he was going to not take his travel, he's going to cut half of the south, he didn't get his office on somehow. Went down to get December 1st, and y'all got to go right on check for December. So, I need to go in there.
Well, I'll have to know before the end of December. Yes.
And you'll need to know when he's going to be right.
I'm assuming, Mr. Crill, you can come down the last week of the month because you'll need to do all your sign up anyway. You can tell me. Yes, it'll be
some.
Okay. You're talking about the park? All right. You can just turn me in. What we'll do is normally I pay the travel allowances right at the beginning of the month. So everybody will get their travel allowance check, except Mr. Ritter, and I will give you yours at the end of the month, if I can. You won't be too tired until January, until the end of January. Whereas the other ones get theirs at the end of January.
I have nothing to say.
Also, we're having a gym allowance, we're having some state people that are state, that we need to be sent to the states, that's how it's going to happen. That's the thing we need to do.
It's on Thursday.
Thursday.
So this will be our third year.
Really good. And also we have a student, who's going to go to Austin. Also,
Anything else?
I want to go back to number five, in terms of money, Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
You know, the state of Texas goes to great lengths to throw as much additional taxation on local counties as they can. Susan Combs, pressures our appraisal district, tax assessor, and the appraisal district to increase assessments of property valuations. And it just sticks in my craw that they want a little money back. This is money that could be in our county, could be used for projects in this county. And I just think it takes a good deal of gall for them to ask for that money back. That's all. That's the reason for my no vote. I think, like I said, they go to great lengths to hammer locally on our county taxation.
All right, we are going to be in recess until 1:30. Everyone is welcome back at that time to listen in on our discussions with CAP Insurance regarding health insurance. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you back at 1:30.
Make a motion to recess.
Yeah, make a motion to recess. I'll make that motion. Second by Commissioner Hinton. In favor, say aye.
What's that?